It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department's Air Quality Health Advisory is still in effect for parts of central and western Colorado until 9 this morning. Smoke from the Pine Gulch and Grizzly Creek fires has lingered in Eagle, Mesa, Pitkin, Delta, and Garfield counties. It moved to lower elevations around both fires overnight. CU Boulder will require everyone who lives on campus to do weekly saliva screenings for COVID-19. If a sample shows the possibility of infection, that person will have to get tested. The new protocol does not apply to faculty, staff, and students living off campus. The university says that could change once testing capacity increases. Colorado voters will decide this fall on a proposal to limit the legislature's ability to increase certain fees. CPR's Benta Berkman reports the measure has been approved for the ballot.
Initiative 295 would require voter approval for fees that generate more than $100 million over 5 years. Conservative groups backing the measure say the goal is to limit state spending. They argue that large fee increases are essentially taxes. Colorado's Constitution requires voters to approve tax increases. Opponents of the measure say that these so-called enterprise fees are legal and help pay for essential programs and services like health care and higher education. They argue the initiative is an effort to cut the state budget. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It looks like firefighters are making some progress on the state's biggest wildfires. That Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is considered 47% contained. Near Glenwood Springs, they're calling the Grizzly Creek fire 37% contained. The state's four biggest ongoing fires have burned a total of almost 200,000 acres from Grand Junction and Glenwood Canyon to Grand County in the mountains west of Fort Collins. We are keeping track of those fires at CPR.org. It's going to be hot and hazy again today across much of Colorado. This is CPR News.